Send summer out with a sizzle during the Omaha Steaks Labor Day Sale. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, deli-style franks, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code FALLFLAVOR at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Labor Day Sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code FALLFLAVOR. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unique insights, unbridled honesty. Producer Jake and Des Moines Adams and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. As always, you can check out the Carriker Chronicles on YouTube, CarrikerChronicles.com as well. All right, Demo, Des Moines Adams. We'll talk a little bit Ohio State, Oregon. I might push the majority of that off until tomorrow. I'm going to give fans a quick preview. I'm taking the underdog in this game.
Which is who?
Which is Oregon. Ohio State's about a three-point favorite.
Really?
But here's a major reason why. I think they're going to play again in the Big Ten championship game. I think Ohio State's going to win that game. I don't see anybody going undefeated in college football this year. And I think this is Ohio State's hiccup, their bugaboo game. Here's the other stat. 8 times this year, a Big Ten team has flown 2 time zones or more to play an opponent. And in those 8 games, the team that has flown 2 time zones or more is 1-7. Mm. Who you got? What are your thoughts?
I like Ohio State offense after their last game or two. You know, I too wasn't a big fan of the Ohio State, but when I watched them, I saw both of their electric running backs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going for Ohio State.
So I actually think they're going to win the national championship. I just don't think they're going to win Saturday.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens. Let's get back to what you were bringing up before the break. Because when I first came to Nebraska, when you were here, defensive ends were called rush-ins. So the defensive end versus rush-in term, I know what that meant to me coming in, but you played under that term longer than I did.
Yes.
What is the difference in your mind between a D-end and a rush-end?
A rush-in is all about perfecting that edge to get to the quarterback. That was your job. Is you don't let anyone get outside of you, mm-hmm. but your job is to get to that quarterback, to sack him. A defensive end to me is more of a body that's at the end of the line. You know, his job is to get to the quarterback, but that's not his expertise. That's not his craft. Mm-hmm. For a rush in, you had to perfect that craft, and that's how you got on the field. I think that's the difference. And I would say our defensive ends are doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But the rush ins, that was the perfection of getting to the quarterback. And that is why we were always the best defense in the country.
Dude, you are the epitome of what I think of when I think of a rush in too, by the way. Speed, coming off the edge, attacking, getting into the backfield and penetrating. Like, that's what I think of when I think of a rush in. It's like literally Des Moines Adams, okay? You know, it's a compliment, right? You're like staring a hole in me. That's a compliment.
Hey,
but he's like staring at me. I'm like, that's a good thing, man.
But also, you know, the cool thing is guys like you, Jay Moore, Chris Kelsey, Kyle Vannebosch, we all could run mm-hmm. a 4-5. Mm-hmm. I mean, just think about that. We could all run a 4-5. I mean, so talk about your height, your size, running a 4-5. Man, I'm glad that I didn't have to like block you on kickoff when you were a redshirt freshman and sophomore, but yeah. It was about the speed. And I think that's the scary thing when you look at NFL players compared to college. Now, Oregon, mm-hmm. I do like their defensive ends. I don't know what they call them, but they're like your size and they bring the speed.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's nothing wrong with the formula that the Huskers have right now, but there is something to say about the name rush in.
I think it sets a tone. Like before I ever stepped foot on campus, I kind of knew what was expected of me.
Yeah.
And then I had guys like you, Chris Kelsey, Trevor Johnson was a junior. I guess Bernard was a leader. He was one of my guys. I don't know if he was a leader at that point in time yet. Yeah. He kind of took that leadership role the next year, more when you and Chris were graduated and gone. Justin Smith, the DN from Texas that you came in with as well. I actually slept on his couch for 2 weeks before I ever got to go into the dorms. All right. But talking about the black shirts now, they're playing really good football. top 15 defense in the country.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier this week, we played 24 quarters of football this year. They played 22 really good quarters of football. Okay. And so my question for you, looking at the defensive end spot, because that's what they are in a 3-3-5 defense.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're watching the DNs, because I don't want to say their job is to take on double teams, because you see Ty and Nash and these other guys, Jamari Butler, penetrating into the backfield. I mean, Ty is tied for the team lead in sack. So It's obviously possible. But what's the biggest difference between what they're asked to do now in the 3-3-5 versus even what I was asked to do, which was more of a 4-3, although there was some under elements, which kind of turned it into a little bit different job description for me. I always went to the tight end side, so there was wonderfully more double teams for me versus being a rush in like when you guys were here.
So I'm going to say this without making it come out as controversial. The difference between today versus back then, defensive ends are getting the job done. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, we were trained to get the job won.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Help, explain. I think I know what that means, but explain it to me. Help me out.
If I'm lined up against an offensive tackle, mm-hmm. it's not just to rush and to play patty cake. No. We're going to use our hands. We're going to swim move. We're going to grab. Like, our job was to dominate, to have a motor.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I look at the defense, I'm looking for that motor. They're doing a great job. But it's that motor that we had, Adam. It's the get the job won. It's that me versus me. I'm going to beat me. And that is going to allow me to beat whoever is in front of me, a tight end, a tackle. I would say that's the difference. They're getting the job done.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I see what you're saying. It makes sense.
But we would get the job won.
So how I take that, and it makes sense to me, certain guys are on the field and they're going to do their job. Certain guys are on the field and they're going to make a difference.
They're going to make a difference.
That's what you're saying.
They're going to go above and beyond. And regardless if it's third, fourth quarter, regardless if they're tired, no. That motor is always going until the clock is at zero.
When you were here, you're doing 9-on-7 drills every day versus the O-line, 1-on-1 pass rush. Who was the toughest O-lineman you had to go against during your time here in practice?
Richie Incognito.
I had a Richie feel. He was Incognito. A pup then, too. He was like a freshman then.
You know, to this day, as much as he was one of the nastiest and always would hold and do stupid stuff.
Yes, he did. I can confirm that.
I mean, I can't help but to respect the guy because he had an incredible NFL career. He was, 6'6", 6'1"? Like, he held his own. Mm-hmm. I mean, every one of us would get into a fight with him, but he would always come back. And Richie Incognito, out of all of the guys, 6'6", 6'1", whatever it was, I respect the guy.
So, most people are familiar with Richie, but Richie, I went against him more than anybody in my career. 3 years here at Nebraska. All right. He was the left tackle. I was the right end. And then I became the strong side end. 3 years in St. Louis till he got kicked off the team there. And then he went elsewhere and multiple times he was kicked off the team. But by the end of the day, he had played over 15 years in the NFL, 4-time Pro Bowler. And all four of those Pro Bowls were after his 10th year in the NFL, after the whole bullying scandal. He had to. And he put himself in that hole, but he had to dig himself out of that bullying scandal hole. Yeah. And he still made 4 Pro Bowls after that. And here's what I would say, because Richie, very polarizing guy. I know him as well as anybody from how many snaps I went against him? Probably a few thousand. I don't know. Okay. I wish we had a little bit more of that now on our current line. Not all the penalties, but they sometimes go hand in hand. It's hard to shut it down if you're that intense.
Yeah.
Would you take... I don't want to say a little bit more of that because that's obvious. Would you take 5 Richies knowing how they're going to play and the good and bad that comes with that? And I'm talking about personal foul penalties that are going to hurt the team possibly at inopportune times. Would you take them?
Yes, because when I think of offensive linemen back in the day, to me, they were kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. They would sit in a cold tub and have their dip and spit and just like, man, what are you guys doing?
Yep.
But they were nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take nasty Richie Incognitos any day.
Here's something else about Richie. He started at a center position at Nebraska. He started at left tackle. And then he played 15 plus years as a guard.
Wow.
How many offensive linemen can say they've done that?
No.
Past high school? Not many.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that I don't know if this has ever been talked about. When I first got on campus, you were one of the first guys I met. You were one of the guys I looked up to. You, Chris, Justin, Trevor. Okay. I immediately discovered O-linemen and D-linemen. I don't know if this has ever been said publicly. I'm just going to say it. They all wore the Nebraska uniform. But I'm not going to say they were all the best of friends when practice was over. And I learned that very, very quickly. Is that fair to say?
It is. I mean, because even after a tough practice, especially on Wednesdays, when number one offense goes against number two on the goal line, I mean, like the friction like would still carry over into the locker room. Mm-hmm. I mean, like there were fights in the locker room because just the adrenaline. And so I think that's what made us great on Saturdays, because we practiced like we would play a game.
I remember one time Richie got mad at me during practice, and I saw him like the next day. We're just walking by each other in the hallway. It's pretty obvious he's pissed at me. And I was always taught you never start a fight, but you never back down either.
Yeah.
And so I'm watching him because this is Richie. I'm like, is he going to like throw hands? Is he going to do it? And the one thing, he would do it while you're facing him. He's not that guy that's going to hit you from the back. He's not that guy that's going to back down based on who you are. I watched him after you and Chris had left. Within 2 years, I think it was the next year, within 1 year, he had gotten in a fight with all 11 defensive players. The secondary, the linebackers. There was one practice that was him versus all four D linemen that started for about a solid 5 seconds before the O lineman came in to help him. And it was him on four. And I tell you what, I know he was labeled as a bully. To me, a bully is someone who picks on people who are weaker and backs down when someone hits them in the face. No, that wasn't him. Yep. He'd pick on you if you were weaker, stronger, bigger, smaller, more of you, less of you, big name, no name. He didn't care. And I always respected that.
Yeah, and you know, I think he brought the best out of defensive players. Like,
yeah.
he brought the best out of me.
For sure.
And so to this day, you know, I don't know where Richie is, but I got nothing but love and respect for him, especially as a freshman, being a senior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, he really brought the worst out of us, which brought the best out of us.
Just so everyone knows, he did not attack me in the hallway that day. He gave me one of the dirtiest looks I've ever gotten. But we actually had, because we had just gotten in a fight the previous practice. And so we actually had a lot of respect for each other after that. There was one time in the league, I was sick in a particular game. And I wasn't ready for the pulling guard to hit me. And he put me on my back. He put his hand down and helped me up. I about
really?
Fell over. I've never seen him do that. All right, Demo, I want to thank you for taking the time to join me. Again, check out Demo's show. What's the official name?
Teammates Timeout with Demo and Ash every Tuesday from 5 to 6.
Check it out right here on 93.7 The Ticket. Till next time, Husker Nation, you say throw the bones, go Big Red. And always remember,
go Big Red.
Throw the bones, baby.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal.
all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.